My name's Tony Yingster, head of middle school at Geelong Grammar School's Corio campus. Middle school comprises years 5, 6, 7 and 8, and each year we bring a number of students on the Great Victorian Bike Ride, all of them from year 8.
Now, there are indeed quite a lot of students each year. How many do you have on the ride this year?
We have 80 students on the ride this year, which is a larger number than we've had over the last couple of years. And the culmination of middle school is year 8, where the following year they go to Timbertop at year 9. So in the penultimate week, we invite our students to choose from one of two options. One is to join the Great Victorian Bike Ride. The other is to join a hike, paddle and canoeing trip on the Glenelg River. And this year we've got around about half the students in each category.
So it's a compulsory activity then, in a sense?
Yes, it is a compulsory activity. It gives focus towards the end of their time in middle school, and we call it the journey, which is, I guess, a sense metaphorical for a journey that they take through Geelong Grammar School and through middle school, but also the actual journey of travelling on bikes and in kayaks to get from point A to point B each day with part of their trip.
So, that's obviously something that the school takes very seriously in that case. And you've been doing this for some time, haven't you? I think it's been a part of the school, has it?
We have indeed. We've been involved with the Great Victorian Bike Ride since 1994, when one of our school teachers took 6 students, and it was voluntary at that stage. But we took a strategic decision a number of years ago that we believed the value was too important for students to actually miss. Whilst it had been an option for students, we thought that it was important to make it compulsory and focus on year 8 as they come to the end of their time in middle school. And we felt that the benefits gained by students through being a part of a journey, whether that be the bike ride or the paddle hike trip, was just too important. So therefore we compel them now to be a part of that experience.
Now, for anybody who's involved in the trip, this is something we've certainly talked about with many other people. It is obviously a great challenge to do the bike ride. For kids in year 8, these are kids who are, 13, 14 years old? So, how do most of them approach it, I guess?
You're quite right. Our students are generally in the age group of 13 to 14 years. We give them the option, and I think that that is important in helping them gain confidence in which journey they so decide. If we compel them to say you had to do one or you had to do the other, you can therefore get feedback during the ride that you made me do this and I'm not enjoying it and I wish I had a choice. But by giving them a choice, I think it gives them some inbuilt self-confidence. And then very much on the journey, we focus on the notion of teamwork, resilience, and very much some thoughts in regard to our positive education program to build a framework around any adversity that they might strike and how they might therefore come over that, and particularly the component of leadership, how you can lead a friend who might be in your immediate team, but how you can also lead someone in our bigger team to get through times when it's difficult. And by and large, all the students and all the adults find challenges at some stage during this journey and during the Great Victorian Bike Ride. And the challenge for some may be a headwind day, the challenge for others might be riding hills, the challenge for some might be sleeping in a tent with somebody else, and that's all a part and notion of the education that comes as a part of being a team member on the Great Victorian Bike Ride.
So how do you work through those things then? If somebody is facing a particular issue or is having difficulties, do you have a daily session perhaps where you sit down and talk through these things, or how does that side of it work?
We have our team separated first of all into small ride groups, and each ride group is accompanied by a parent or parents and staff. Parents and staff will manage all matters that occur during the course of the day, and generally, and in most cases, they'll stop the team, they'll sit down, and they'll just have a conversation. It might be nothing more than today, for example, there was a strong headwind blowing. How do we manage to keep pace in a strong headwind? How do we rotate our peloton so we each take turns at the front so we're not tiring out some before others? If there are matters that might need more attention, then a staff member will look after all matters in regard to student welfare. At the end of the day, we have a debriefing meeting around about 5:30, and then we meet the students again at 7:45 each evening with all the adults to debrief as teams and to work through any matters that might have been of concern. If then there is any students who need some special care and we get feedback from all the adults and the teachers on the ride who feed that back through me, we'll then sit down with individual students and help them work through matters that are important to them.
And how do you decide at the end of it all whether it's been a success or whether each student has achieved or got something out of being a part of it?
I think undoubtedly all students achieve. To what level is, of course, dependent upon the individuals. How we actually assess it is basically looking at the journey the children take through the 9 days on the Great Victorian Bike Ride. We look at the levels of anticipation, the levels of excitement, the levels of nervousness, if you like, at the very start. And then we see at the end the great joy in completing something. And I think that's very much in essence to an activity like the Great Victorian Bike Ride. It is indeed the journey that they make, but the fulfilment and almost that euphoric feeling at the end that I've actually achieved. And we speak about the notion of a person is far more capable in achieving what they first might think they are. Don't limit yourself by your own experience at the moment, but stretch yourself beyond normal bounds. You are able to achieve far greater than you first thought. And we look at that in the end, and we get feedback from the students on that notion when we finish on the last day. Then we also get the students to sit down and write a reflection when they come back from to school. They write a reflection on their own achievement, and they also write a gratitude letter to the adults and the staff who have been in their team to allow them to identify how they've been helped and how they've been supported, what was a challenge and an adversity for them, and how they might have overcome that with the help and support of an adult and a staff member.
Now, in talking to some of the other schools who've been involved in the ride, I gather that many schools play this very differently. Some schools just seem to let their kids go and discover for themselves across the week. Others seem to have a bit of a tighter rein on how they experience the ride. But I guess there is still a lot of time, isn't there, where you can't be on top of them or whatever. So when we're not riding, what do the students do?
When they're not riding, there's a very structured program. They're in campsite. They are able to go for a walk into the local town when we stop. They have to go in certain size numbers, and that's for safety reasons. We always have staff located at the campsite and in town at the same time. And the students, our students, have to check in and out on a rotation basis, and they're given a time limit where they are able to be in town and by the time they have to be back in. Then at the end of the day, we're always back in by 5:30, and that's the cut-off point, and nobody is allowed out of the immediate campsite after 5:30.
So what other things then do they perhaps get from the week, do you think? And once again, in talking to other schools, I guess it's partly about some of the things that you have mentioned, those ideas of the, you know, or coming across things which perhaps students might not have had to deal with before, like just being in a large group, being in a queue, for example, those sorts of things, which sound very, very silly and simple. But I guess for a lot of kids, when they're out on their own suddenly, and for a lot of the kids, is this perhaps the first time they've also been out on their own in this sort of situation?
For all of our students this year, bar one, who came on the Great Victorian Bike Ride with his family last year, this is a new activity for them. Of course, at Geelong Grammar School, we have a lot of boarders, so the notion of being away for home for them is not necessarily unusual, but certainly the notion of camping is. I think there's been a change in society these days where perhaps a generation ago a lot of families used to go camping as a normal activity. I think less families do these days. So I would think that for not only our students but for many of the boys and girls on the ride this year and previous years, the notion of camping might be rather new. So that in itself is the first challenge. How to set up a tent, how to arrange all your belongings in a tent, and then how to work cooperatively with another tent mate is one of the great experiences. Our children eat regularly in dining rooms, so that's not a great difference for them to be eating in a great big mess hut. But the notion of spending the time with perhaps 2,500, 3,500 other people is brand new for us all. And that leads to the opportunity for you to be aware of those around you, to be more considerate, having to wait in shower queue lines, in dinner queue lines, perhaps even having to wait for a slushie or a slurpee somewhere, which is all important. But just, I guess, the notion very much of spending time with others, getting to know other people, developing your relationships is all integral to the experience of the Great Victorian Bike Ride.
You mentioned that the parents and teacher contingent there, which I gather is also quite large.
Yeah.
For them, what sort of an experience is this week?
Interestingly, I was talking to two of our parents only yesterday and I was asking that question. And they reflected on the notion that when they came for the first year, they found it quite challenging just to keep pace with the ride because they hadn't done an awful lot of training, they'd done some. But all the notion of how we work as a teamwork they found interesting, and they observed and they took away their own collective thoughts. Having come back a second and for many of them a third and fourth year, they now understand why we do things in certain ways, and they then have more confidence to be able to help us and support our students, especially on the ride. During the ride course, the parents are very supportive. Once we get into our campsites each night, the staff take over. But the parents just reflect on the notion of, wow, I look back on this young boy and this young girl at the start of the week and how they've changed and developed and grown and they're stronger and how they develop their own self-confidence. And both parents I was talking to yesterday reflected on just that, the joy of watching the transformation of the students grow as they experience all the challenges that a Great Victorian Bike Ride throws at them.